Okay, I'm sitting on the shores of Echo Lake in Capel Valley, in the southeast corner of Saskatchewan. This is one of the most beautiful areas of Saskatchewan, known as the Oasis of Saskatchewan. So I am told by a guest who I'm just going to talk to now. And her name is Memory Peltier. And I'll let Memory tell a little bit about herself. So, Memory, you said you're a Treaty Indian, but you're also Métis. Can you explain that?
Actually, my family, my grandfather and my grandmother on my mom's side are both Métis, but they got treaty rights on Papiksis because when they were building the Labrette boarding school, my grandpa was injured, and at the same time they were surveying the reserve. So if you agreed to move from, a lot of people moved from Manitoba to come and work on the school, and then they'd be given treaty rights, and because my grandpa's arm was injured, he was given treaty rights right away. So that's how we became treaty.
Can you also explain for the people that are going to be listening to this show, what is a Métis? Most people outside of Canada don't know what the Métis are or how significant they are in Canadian history.
The Métis people are originally French and Cree descent, but of course there's all types of Métis. There's Scottish and Cree, and there's Scottish and Dene and so forth. But the Métis are originally the French and Cree, but it's not restricted to just those people anymore, that term.
And can you tell people who one or some of the most famous Métis are?
Well, there's Louis Riel, of course. Everyone knows Louis Riel. He led the Riel Rebellion in, I think, 1856. Yeah, exactly.
Like
I thought that's what it was. Yeah. And then there's Gabriel Dumont, of course, his sidekick there.
Anyway, we're in the Capel Valley, and you told me that the Capel Valley is the oasis of Saskatchewan, of the prairies. Okay, can you tell me why it's called that?
I'd say it's called that because there's not great large bodies of water around this area, not even rivers. There's sloughs. There's lots of sloughs and lots of ponds. And but other than that, these lakes, we've got the Echo Lake, Capel Lake, Pasqua Lake, and what's the other? Mission Lake. So we've got four lakes here, and they're just beautiful. The valley is gorgeous. We've got, I live on the Standing Buffalo Dakota Nation, right here on Echo Lake, and it's very, very beautiful.
Can you also tell me what this land here, why it's special to you? As an Aboriginal Métis person, why is this particularly specifically important to you?
Specifically, it's important to me because I grew up in northern Saskatchewan where there's lots of lakes, there's lots of wildlife, trees, and it's so gorgeous. And then my dad's family is from up in northern Saskatchewan. My mom's family is from southern Saskatchewan, so there's not as much trees or anything. It's just prairie land. It's just the bald-headed prairie, you know, and for me to have married a man that lives on this reserve and to get a house here, it just means so much to me because I'm used to the lakes and the trees and all that, so it's extra special to me personally.
And can you tell the people who will be listening to this from all around the world, and if you hear some cooing in the background, that's Memory's daughter, whose name is?
Shekinah Glory Peltier.
And she's gorgeous, and I'll have a picture of her. Anyway, can you tell people from around the world what is so special about Saskatchewan as a province, a Canadian province?
Well, we're known as the breadbasket of the world, and I'm very proud of that because if we're really truly providing bread and other wheat products to the rest of the world, that's amazing and incredible to me. I'm very proud of that. As well, we've got a lot of natural resources. We've got potash and uranium and all these things. Not that, you know, I ever seen any of this stuff, but it still means a lot to me that we're very rich in resources. We've got, you know, it's beautiful and there's a lot of space, and that means a lot to me as well when you think about places where there's millions and millions of people. I think somebody told me recently that each Saskatchewan person gets, I think it's 10 square kilometers of space per person.
So Saskatchewan is really about
space.
Yeah, wide open space.
And a lot of personal space. Mm-hmm. Now, Memory's daughter, Shekinah, is gripping my forefinger like crazy and having a great time. And her other daughter, whose name is?
Sarah Palche.
Is playing down at the water. Now, Memory, I wonder if you can tell me, as a Canadian, as a Métis person, as an Aboriginal or First Nations person, as we say in Canada, what aspirations, what hopes do you have for your children in terms of their heritage?
As far as their heritage goes, I really want them to know a lot about the Métis history, because I'm very proud about it, and the Aboriginal history. As far as the heritage of our people goes, it's important for me that they grow up on First Nations communities and get to know the elders, get to know, you know, right now they're going to be going to a school where all the teachers are from the reserve and stuff, so that's a big deal. That's a nice benefit of living on the reserve up here in Canada.
And if you wanted to send one message to anybody in the world about Saskatchewan in general, mm-hmm. and why they should take the time to come here and visit it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but I'm wondering if you can say, why would you tell them to come and visit Saskatchewan?
I would tell them to come and visit Saskatchewan because the people are very friendly and very giving, and it's very beautiful here. The climate is really nice. We get four distinct seasons, and it's worth visiting at all times. There's a lot of community spirit here in Saskatchewan. It's just, we're small compared to Alberta and Manitoba in our populations, but we make up for it in our spirit.